Okay, I would like to welcome everyone to the 13th in the series of Shiurim lectures on the redaction of the Babylonian Talmud, the Chasimus HaShas. We've been devoting the last two Shiurim to the very, very important change in paradigm that took place when the Shas, when the Talmud was written down. The change in paradigm was going from what we would call an oral tradition to a written tradition. The oral tradition is less concerned with what we would consider to be an objective understanding of the relevant text, but rather is an opening into the Das Torah of the letter of Morayim, who represent the Sugyas HaShas. And this is in contradistinction to the post-written textual paradigm, where in fact a person tries to peruse the relevant text and arrive at some type of a more objective understanding of the original intentions of the text, and also of the arriving at a much more what he would call a more balanced and objective halachic conclusion. I'm sure some of you found the last year to be rather interesting and perhaps provoking, but what I want to do is I want to back up a little bit and I want to speak about a series of paradigm changes which in fact actually mark the evolution and development of the Teresh Be'al Peh. I mentioned in last year, I think we went through the Me'iri. Do we read the Me'iri? The Me'iri noted that in previous times, in fact, halakha conclusions would sometimes be reached through the process of Nevuah. In other words, it does not mean that the Navi would dictate every halakhic decision and every halakhic position, but nonetheless, we're hekesh, we're svala, where dialectics and analysis would sometimes end in a quandary, people would be unable to arrive at a clear conclusion, then the Me'iri says clearly that they would have recourse to Nevuah, to prophecy, which somehow goes a dimension beyond what's called, rational legalistic reasoning, and arrive at conclusive conclusions in that way.
Where's the Me'iri?
That was the Me'iri. The Me'iri is in the Sein HaDeiros, the Hakdama to the, I think I read from it last time, right?
I didn't read from it. You mentioned it outside.
I mentioned it outside. Okay, the Me'iri is in the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, and I think it was published in a later edition called the Sein HaDeiros or something HaDeiros. I read from it last time, and that's what the Me'iri says. Now, the fact is that most people. What? Or Sanka Kabbalah, whatever it is, or Shershaka, whatever. I forget the name. I think it's a fabricated name. I don't think it's a constructed name. Life of Pretending the Torah. It's a constructed name. I don't think the Me'iri. In any case, so most people look at this Me'iri and say, oh, this Me'iri is like a Das Yachid, like we don't hold for the Me'iri, love a Shemaimi. But the fact is that the Me'iri, in my opinion, is based on the Gemara. I want to examine that Gemara, because it's a very, very important Gemara. The Gemara is actually in Tamura, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. In other words, we previously had a sugya in Tamura, which I think Daf Yud Beis, but now if we move actually three Daf forward, we get to Tes Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara in Tamura says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmur, I mean Tes Vav Amud Beis in Tamura. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmur, okay? Kol ha'eshkoyle she'omdu lan Yisrael m'meisha ad sh'meis Yosef ben Yonazar hayu l'meidim ter k'meisha Rabbeinu. Now those are the generations. I want to go into what the concept of Isha Shkoyle Shkoyle Gemara uses, but in the generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yosef ben Yonazar, so they used to learn Torah k'meisha Rabbeinu. They learned Torah k'meisha Rabbeinu. Mikan ve'elach, after Yosef ben Yonazar, lo hayu loimdim Torah k'meisha Rabbeinu. They didn't learn Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's lemeidim Torah k'meisha Rabbeinu. The Torah was not imparted, was not transmitted like Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara is a kasha. V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, how can you say like this? How can you say that after Moshe Rabbeinu they learned Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu until the time of Yosef ben Yonazar? But doesn't Rav Yehuda say the name of Shmuel? Shloishes alafim halachas nishtachu b'mei evel shemesha. There were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten during the mourning period, right? Of Moshe Rabbeinu. How are they talking about Moshe Rabbeinu? They forgot all the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. At least they forgot 3,000 halachas. That's a lot of halachas. So the Gemara says, "Dishtach kaklo ishtach." That which they forgot, they forgot. In hachinami, a kapara, they forgot it. Udagamir lo. But those halachas that they still remembered, that they were able still to transmit from Moshe Rabbeinu, have a gemira like Moshe Rabbeinu. They transmit like Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, very good. So in other words, a lot of halachas are forgotten, and that was it. But the halachas that they remembered were still transmitted like Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, ask another question. The Gemara makes another challenge. Vatanya, Mishameis Moshe, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, Imrabu mitamim timu. Imrabu tahoyren tihalu. In other words, after Moshe Rabbeinu, they went basarov. Meaning what? They went by the majority. If the majority declared something to be tamim, they would declare it tamim, impure. If the majority declared it to be Torah, they would declare it Torah, they would declare it to be pure. What does that mean? They certainly weren't learning Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have any need to access a minority or majority. So the Gemara says like this, Liba di Moit. The gentleman, the Gils, their hearts were weakened, their hearts were lessened. Big Bahava Gemir like Moshe Rabbeinu. But they still learn Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, what does it mean, Liba di Moit? So there's a little bit of Bachelor Special Tesis that I learn. Liba di Moit mean they didn't have the lathe to be. The halakas, Taizud learned, the halakas they forgot, they didn't have the ability to recover them. And that the Gemara says, the hearts were weakened or lessened, and because of that, they had no recourse to go by majority. But those halakas which weren't forgotten, right, they would learn like Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's what Rashi learned. That's what the Taizud learns. Right? Now, says Rashi, Liba di mot, halevnis might, right? The hearts were lessened, they were weakened. They weren't able to recover them from Bilbo. Hilchach, right? They would argue on them, on these halachas, which they were unable to recover. And they went by the life. Now, what I want to do is in the Rashi, there's a Chav Gimel of the Shita Mekubetzes, and he brings another Gilsa, right? Sefer Achel, I guess another Gilsa in Rashi, but it's a Rishon, nonetheless. So whether it's Rashi, whether it's the Rishon, it's not important, it's a Rishon of the Pshat of the Gemara. Okay, Shemaisa Balefneihem, when a Maisa would come in front of them, in other words, when they were confronted, you know, they had to make a decision regarding some type of halakha decision, Latire or Latame, either to Matara to Matame, Lo Hayud Yoidim Lomoi, they didn't know how to learn, Mitoich Mishnason, they didn't know how to learn from their Mishnah, Oilasabe, Ulasabe, but the Dama Milson and Milson. They didn't know how to, you know, how to make make analogies, how to make a tsushtam, right? Ufasvah Yuchokin, Zem Zem. But rather they would argue based upon empirical svara. In other words, they had no Mishnah, and either they didn't have a specific Mishnah, or they didn't have a way of making an analogy, right, to a Mishnah, right? And because of that, they had to use empirical reasoning. And because of that, they would get into an argument, because of using empirical reasoning, it's very difficult to reach at a conclusion, right? Right? And therefore, they would have to go by the majority. But it says, that which they knew, like Moshe Rabbeinu, right, or Mishnah, Malacha, Yoyedin, Kibosh, that which they knew from Moshe Rabbeinu, they were able to transmit. Now, I want to examine this. It's Mashmah. Now, I want to read a little bit more into the Rishon here. The Mishnah, the Rishon says, they were not able to learn Mitoich Mishnasam, or Lesabel, with the Dami Milsa. There was Lamoy Mitoy Mishnasa. What does it mean? They had Mish. The Chayra, they had a, you know, the Chayra, what does it mean is that they didn't know how to learn from a Mishnah. Which I understand, they didn't have a Mishnah from which to learn from.
Why?
But they were left only with Svara.
Why do you have to read it that way?
Because it says, Lo yudon l'lmon mitoich mishnasam, ol asaba b'dadaba milsa. They were unable to.
They weren't able to. It doesn't mean they didn't have a
Mishnah. Why couldn't they learn? Why couldn't they? If they had a Mishnah, why couldn't they learn from
Mishnah? They were able to extend the Mishnah to more cases.
Very good, but they never steal it. But they had other Mishnayas from Moshe Rabbeinu. But a Mishnah, Allah, are you yaitin from Moshe Rabbeinu, al Ikra? Those things they knew al Ikra, Mikara. The Mishnah that they learned, they knew from Moshe Rabbeinu al Ikra, right? They were able to what? They were able to transmit. How do you understand that? They had a Mishnah, they didn't have a Mishnah.
Sounds like they did.
It sounds like they did, that's the problem. They have a Mishnah, they learn. I want to say a shot like this. First, I want to make two honors, okay? Hole number one is, who's the earliest Tana that's mentioned in the Mishnah? Yes, I think it's Yosef ben Eliezer.
Shimon HaTzadik.
What?
Shimon HaTzadik, I think it's Yosef.
That's in Pirkei Avos, right? But I think the earliest Tana, according to the Meiri, if not the earliest Tana, the second earliest Tana, is Yosef ben Eliezer. I think he's the earliest Tana. In fact, I would say even more so. I would say that actually, I mean, of course, there's a machlokes. I mean, the Deres of Leishayim understand the Mishnayos go back to what? Anshin Es HaGedolah. But the Shita of Rav David Zvi Hoffman in the Elshta Mishnah Rishayna, so the Mishnayos really go back to mostly the Basil Beshameh, but most of the first Tana was Yosef ben Eliezer. I want to make a ha'ore. The first Mishnah was Yosef ben Eliezer. It was Yosef ben Eliezer. That was the first Mishnah. Or by the way, when the Mishnah says Yosef ben Eliezer, it means that the generation after Yosef ben Eliezer, they already had Mishnah Yosef ben Eliezer. Well, Yosef was the first one to transmit Mishnayos. Before Yosef ben Eliezer, there weren't Mishnayos. So, like this, Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you want to say?
Yosef ben Eliezer was the first Machlokas. First unresolved machlokes, remember Yosef ben Yochanan.
I believe that the Meiri says, I don't mean in front to check, that the earliest Tana mentioned.
Isn't it more simple to say that there was no machlokes because they learned like Moshe Rabbeinu?
But until it
comes from Yosef ben Yochanan.
My question is, how come after Yosef ben Yochanan not learning like Moshe Rabbeinu?
Because it's machlokes now.
But why is it's
not
machlokes? No. It's machlokes. But I'm asking the question, why? What happens in Yosef ben Yochanan? Why is it special in Yosef ben Yochanan? I'm asking a question. Yosef ben Eliezer, obviously, you agree, I agree, there's a critical point at Yosef ben Eliezer. Okay? Now, we mentioned this machlokes. Right? And in other words, now, but the Gemara is saying it was machlokes before Yosef ben Eliezer. In other words, until there was from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yosef ben Eliezer, right? They couldn't learn from the Mishnayos. The Gemara is speaking about from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yosef ben Eliezer, the certain halachas that they forgot. And they couldn't learn from their Mishnah. Those things that they had from Moshe Rabbeinu, they learned. Those things that they forgot, they couldn't learn from the Mishnah. That was until Yosef ben Eliezer. After Yosef ben Eliezer, they didn't learn like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I was saying. Now I'm asking the question, what's the difference between pre-Yosef ben Eliezer and post-Yosef ben Eliezer? I would like to say that since Yosef ben Eliezer is the earliest Tana mentioned in the Mishnah, maybe Shimon ben Tzadik, but Yosef ben Eliezer, I think the Meiri, the earliest Tana is Yosef ben Eliezer. I want to claim with Yosef ben Eliezer begins the first Mishnah. That's true, that's in history. If it's not Yosef ben Eliezer, it's a generation after that. But certainly, David Zvi Hoffman and most would agree that Yosef, I think the Meiri says that Yosef ben Eliezer is the earliest Tana in the Mishnah.
Why would it be a generation afterwards?
Let it be that generation after. It's not going to make a difference, because it's one, so a Mishnah was transmitted. Something is quoting Yosef ben Eliezer, the Stamas, the next generation. That's what I would say. Whatever it is. Now, if we have that Yosef ben Eliezer is the first Mishnah, so already have an interesting statement to the Gemara. The Gemara saying is, but from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yosef ben Eliezer, the labor was not from Mishnayos. It might have been like if Shira Goyen says, they learned like droshes from Psukim. from Yosef ben Yaza. And afterwards, Yosef ben Yaza is just about the earliest Tana recorded in the Mishnayos. The lead one is from Mishnayos. Okay? Now, in which case, I want to say the following thing. That's the pshat of the Sheet of the Kubetzes. In other words, until Yosef ben Yaza, they didn't have a Derech HaLimud who focused on learning, bringing Gaius from Mishnayos. There wasn't an oral Mishnayos. What there was the Svar of Moshe Rabbeinu. If they had the Svar of Moshe Rabbeinu, well, they learned like Moshe Rabbeinu. And if they couldn't learn Moshe Rabbeinu something, then they just used their own Svar. But they didn't have the means of learning like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu learns, I don't call it the Das Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll see that the Gemara in the Dorim calls it Pilpula Ba'alma. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Teira Tzivu Lado Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was merged to Klai Yisrael, was Pilpule Ba'alma. It was a way of svar, a thinking of Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't ask me that what it was. I don't have that Moshe Rabbeinu. It reminds me of a joke, not a joke. I was listening to the radio, Nebuch during the war, and I had some French, famous French writer, I forget what his name is, and it sounds like this guy has traveled to all the capitals meeting all the Arab terrorists. He just met the head of the Hamas in Damascus. He seems like an old man, so he was telling the reporter on the radio that, I don't know, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, he went to visit Arafat. So, I don't know, somehow he ran into, Bogol the mayor calls him in, and says, why are you missing, why do you speak with Arafat? He's a terrorist, you can't speak with Arafat. So he says to Golda Meir, he says to her, look, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Paran. If he can speak to Paran, I can speak to Arafat. So Golda Meir answered him, you're not Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's what he said on the radio. Anyway, none of it is. I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. I have no idea how Moshe Rabbeinu learned. Although we'll see in a little while how we learn, but whatever it is. This is a good way. Okay, however, like this, what I want to say is that I want to claim the pshat in the Gemara Kefi the Shita is like this. Until Yosef ben Yaza, they learned like Moshe Rabbeinu. The pilpul of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Gemara says in the Dorah, Lamed Ches, 438 side A. The pilpul of Moshe Rabbeinu. From Yosef ben Yaza, they began to learn from Mishnayos. They began to learn from Mishnayos. In other words, and that's why they couldn't reach a conclusion. They couldn't recover halachas that were lost to Wafkadur Mishnah Rabbeinu. They couldn't learn Mitoich Mishnah, which means there wasn't a formal oral Mishnah from which they could learn from. So because of that, they'd have to create empirical svaras, and they couldn't come to any conclusion. They had to go pasuk ha'if. But then when Yosef ben Yaza, right, formulated the Mishnayic form, they're able to learn from Mishnah. So therefore, because of that, they were able to reach, right, more halakhic conclusions. That's what comes out from the Gemara Tavuah.
And everything that wasn't the 3,000 halakhas that were lost, it is from the Mishnah of Moshe Rabbeinu?
What?
The Shita says that they did have a Mishnah from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Ah, so in other words, when I say Mitoch Mishnasam, it doesn't mean he had a Mishnah. It means the pilpul they got from Moshe Rabbeinu.
But it makes a chiluk between those 3,000 halachas and every other halacha.
Why? Because they couldn't learn Mitoch Mishnah. In other words, Mishnah here means what they had from Moshe Rabbeinu, which the Gemara says is the pilpul of Ba'alma. In other words, what it says over here, right? Aval ha-mishnah b'alacha ha-yoyayden ke-Moshe Rabbeinu. Al ikra. What does it mean? The Mishnah they knew like Moshe Rabbeinu means it wasn't there was a Mishnah. They knew like Moshe Rabbeinu means they were able to have the pilpul of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words,
what does al ikra mean?
What
al ikra?
Mikara. That was empirically the svara, the pure svara. In other words, they knew the Mishnah of halacha like Moshe Rabbeinu mikara, meaning they had the pilpul of Moshe Rabbeinu,
but not the halachas.
They didn't have a formal Mishnah from Moshe Rabbeinu, but somehow they had the Messiah, the pilpul of Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever, all I'm saying is like this. In the Gemara here, it's a mashma, they didn't have a Mishnah from which they could learn from. Or Mevedama Milsa La Milsa.
The 3,000 halachas were forgotten.
They were forgotten, right?
They didn't have any
Messiah. And they didn't have Mishnayos by which they could recover those halachas.
All the other 10 million halachas.
All the other 10 million halachas they had, the Gemara says.
Why didn't they know
that? Excuse me one second. Let me read it again.
אבל המשתב הלכה היו יוידם כמשה רבנו על איקו מגמר. In other words, the Mishnah halacha they knew like Moshe Rabbeinu. It was those halachas that they didn't forget because they understood the deep pilpul of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it says.
Why did they just memorize these Mishnayas? It could be an oral tradition that they forget the Gemara Nedarim for a second. The Gemara over here tomorrow says they knew it like Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. In other words, it's a clear set Mesorah, this halacha, this halacha, this halacha. It was the only ones they forgot.
But they
used the pilpul to try to
No, but you see, the problem is, fine, very good. But what is the thing over here? It's over here, they couldn't learn from the Mishnasim, Lisbor, B'damim.
Why? Because they didn't have it. Because it was Moshe Rabbeinu.
No.
They lost 3,000 halachas.
What?
Because they lost that part.
I understand that. But no, I understand they lost 3,000 halachas. But what I'm saying is, the Lashon is, Lo yu yoydim l'moyd mitoich mishnasam. In other words, they didn't know how to learn from their Mishnah. In other words, they had no way of recovering halacha through a Mishnah. Okay? But on the other hand, though, it says, Aval ha-mishnah v'halacha ha-yu yoydim k'moshe Rabbeinu al-ikra, but the Mishnah halacha they knew like Moshe Rabbeinu al-ikra. What's ikra mean? I want to claim what it means is, is that it doesn't mean that they knew they had Mishnayos from Moshe Rabbeinu. What it means is that there was the Mishnah and Lacha they knew like Moshe Rabbeinu al Ikra. What Ikra means from the very very source, which I claim is from the Psukim. In other words, not that there was a Mishnah that they were able to teach over. In other words, they had a pilpul. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe them a pilpul. The pilpul probably came from the Pesukim of the Torah. But it wasn't that there were Mishnayos, because the first Mishnayos come from Yosef ben Yaazah. Look, you could learn, the Yosef ben Yaazah basically filled in the rest of the halachas. You could learn like that. I prefer, in any case, even if I want to learn, it's going on the halachas that they forgot. The fact is, what do we say? I want to claim, it's mashma they couldn't learn from Mishnah, and they couldn't be that milsa la milsa. How you done Milsa Milsa? You have a Mishnah and you make a hekesh to another thing. That's how Chazal learned from Mishnayos. So in other words, Yosef ben Yaazah is the one who makes the first Mishnah. He makes the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah is Yosef ben Yaazah. Before Yosef ben Yaazah, there are Mishnayos. So therefore, how'd they learn? So I want to claim that, what do you mean they learned like Moshe Rabbeinu? So how did Moshe Rabbeinu learn? So the Gemara says in Shabbos, right, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's an example of how Moshe Rabbeinu learned. And Pesayim and Aleph, the Gemara in Shabbos says, right, that there were three things Moshe did to be daitai, for his name is Baruch Hu Imad. And then the Gemara says, right, that the Gemara says, my Dorash. And it's a Tosfos there, that the Dorash is really the smart. And then the Maral attacks him, of course, and the Gemara, but what I'm saying is, it's Mashma that there was, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Das Torah. And after that, he was able to bring the Midah to, in other words, Rabbi Tais learned the Midah on a Smachta, but Moshe had a certain Das Torah. And that's called Mi'ikara. Mi'ikara means is that they understood the Torah, the Chumash, like Moshe Rabbeinu. But those things that they didn't understand like Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't, there wasn't a Mishnah from which they could draw from. And because of that, they had to use an empirical Svara. And my raya is because the Gemara says in Lamed Ches, on an Aleph of the Dorem, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Moirish Mishnais, that he was Moirish Pilpul to them. In other words, what it means that, like this, I want to say the following thing. Until Yosef ben Yaazah, they learned like Moshe Rabbeinu means, they didn't learn, they didn't warm a dike from Mishnais. They probably had like a Das Torah which they got from the Chumash, like Moshe Rabbeinu did. And that's the way they learned. That's called Meikara. Or they had a pilpul that Moshe Rabbeinu was Meirish to them. We don't know what that is. But they didn't have a Mishnah from which they could learn from. Once you have Mishnayos, you can already interpret the Mishnah, Midan Milsa, Milsa, and then Mishnayos what they can interpret from. Then what happens is, comes Yosef ben Yaazah, right? And he creates the first Mishnayos. Yosef ben Yaazah is the earliest time I mentioned the Mishnayos. He creates Mishnayos. Once he creates Mishnayos, it's mashma that what? That they were able to either recover halachas, or, right, there was less machlokas. Meaning what? Meaning, We have a change in paradigm from the time of Yosef ben Yaza. Before Yosef ben Yaza, there isn't the Mishnah. And there's what's called learning Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. After Yosef ben Yaza, already there's a Mishnah, and all the learning is in the Mishnah. It's the Yukim from the Mishnah, it's the interpretations of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah L'Chayre, certainly at this point, was never written down. I mean, if you want to hold up the Rambam and the Rif, the Mishnah was written down, that's the piece about the time of Rebbe. Everybody agrees at this point the Mishnah wasn't written down. Maybe written down privately to Talmidim. But what happens is you have what's called, at least, an oral text. In other words...
Didn't Rabbi Chavis claim in the first Rishimu, in the second Rishimu, that Rebbe's Chiddush was to dash in the Mishnahs? Now Rabbi Chavis is claiming that Rabbi Ben Yosef was the first one to do
that. No. Everybody would learn from the Mishnah. There was always Gemara. The Gemara says, in Krisis, the Gemara brings in speaking about Hayroah, if a person is a Shoso Yayin, and the Gemara brings a brisa there, and the Gemara says Gemara too, that the question is it also to be Mayimi Pi Gemara if a person is Shoso Yayin? There was a death of learning Mishnah, so I said, but according to Rebbe, the aside was that they also learn from Sukkim too. What Rebbe's revolution was, according to what I'm saying in the second Rishimo, was that Rebbe Asit learning from Pesukim, and they could only generate new halakhas from the Mishnayos. Avada they would learn from Mishnayos, but they also learned from Pesukim too. What Rebbe did was he did away with scriptural exegesis and replaced it purely with the Mishnayos, number one. Number two, only his Mishnayos. That's what Rebbe did. But before that, there was Zevazet, there was Droshes, there was Mishnayos, there was Gemara. The Gemara in Krisis speaks about Lahoy Reisam. By Shosha Yayin speaks about Gemara. Now, it's a drush of Chazal from the time of Tanayim, so it was obviously before Rebbe. There was a concept of Gemara for sure, but there was also what? There was also Pesukim, which they learned from. What Rebbe did was he sank the Mishnah in the Gemara, which means that they could never learn halakhas from Pesukim. So, like this. What I want to say is the following thing. What I want to say is, we have here a type of a change in paradigm from what's called learning like Moshe Rabbeinu, which doesn't involve what's called a Mishnah, or at least there's not learning from a Mishnah, not Milsa from Mishnah, right? And then, after that, there's what's creation of an oral text. And once you create that oral text, then already the learning becomes different. The learning is focused in Mishnayos. Now, of course, not only focused in Mishnayos, it can also focus in Droshes and Pesukim too. But what I'm saying is that the creation of Mishnayos facilitated the learning that people did not have to rely upon what I would call empirical svalas. In other words, svalas that they generate without any text, without any raya. I mean, if you have a drash from a pasuk, fine, but many things you don't have a drash from a pasuk. In other words, so Moshe Rabbeinu had what's called das teir, right? Daita. That's the Gemara in Pesach and Shabbos. After Moshe Rabbeinu, no one had a das teir. You can learn like Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore what? So therefore, Yosef ben Yaza changed the system. And what happens is you have Mishnayos, and people now can use Mishnayos and arrive at Halakha through Mishnayos. So what happens is with Yosef ben Yaza, you have the creation of a new medium by which Halakha the citizens arrive from. That's called the Mishnayos. That's what I want to say. I want to be direct. The pshat is, they couldn't learn from Mishnayos that it couldn't be done milsa la milsa. They didn't have Mishnayos, which is the mechanism of deriving halachas from Mishnayos. So all they had was the Torah. Maybe all they had the Torah. And they couldn't always learn halachas from the Chumash. Except if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, and you could do things, right, al pi datcha. But what? Yeah.
Didn't they also learn Knaz?
That's in Tez Zayin. In Tez Zayin, there is a b'raisa, but also that they forgot thousands of halachas. Nasel ben Kanaz was Maksur Adaya Pilpo. But we see from this Gemara, Tez Zayin Beis, that it's not true. Many things were basically lost. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's a steal between the two Gemara. I'm not sure. But in other words, just because maybe about something's Adaya Pilpo. I don't know. In other words, there are several Gemara. All I want to say is the following thing. From the Gemara. So what I want to say is, from the Gemara,
from the Gemara we see that there was a radical change in paradigm from before Yosef ben Yosef to after Yosef ben Yosef. And I want to claim, even though the Gemara said it was shown in the same, but I want to claim that that change in paradigm was facilitated by the Mishnah. In fact, actually, the Gemara doesn't say what came afterwards. The Gemara just says that they didn't learn by Sharbeinu. So they didn't learn, They learned Mishnayos. And Yosef ben Yosef, the first Mishnayos. So what happens is, why can't, once you have Mishnayos, now what comes out of the Gemara? Once I have a Mishnah, I can never recover the halachas of Moshe Rabbeinu, through Svama. You can't recover through Svama. In other words, once I have even an oral text, I can never go back and recover the Das Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't. It's impossible. Because I now have Mishnayos. In other words, the Mishnayos are coming to facilitate in the Aridas HaDeiras. The Mishnayos is called Isha HaShkoilis. What's Isha HaShkoilis? So Rashi explains Isha HaShkoilis. Isha HaShkoilis means that he was a tzaddik and an onov. In other words, there was a, like the Chassidim speaks about Chassidus HaShatz, there was a Yiridus HaDeiras, and already the Derech HaLimud changes, and I could never recover the form of Derech HaLimud. And therefore, what happens is we had to create a new Derech HaLimud. So I want to claim that the same thing applies to the Chassidus HaShatz. And this is that what happens is there was a certain Derech HaLimud, there was a Das Torah of the, certainly not only of the Tanaim and the Moraim, but certainly of the Lena of Moraim, began for Rav Ashi, who redacted the Shas. And this is a Das Torah, a way of looking, a way of looking at halacha conclusions, a way of looking at the halacha, which we can never recover, we can never have that Das Torah. And because of that, so what happened like this? In other words, from Yosef ben Yosef to Yosef ben Yosef, there was the Mishnah. But then after the Gemara, what is there after the Gemara? So what there is the text of the Gemara. The Gemara is written down. So what happens is that from the Gemara to after the Gemara, there's a text, and now we have to recover halachas through texts. In other words, from the beginning of the Mishnah form, and then there's Rebbe, and then there's the Chassidus HaTalmud, then there's the writing down of the Talmud, and the writing down of the Talmud is a change in paradigm which is parallel or commensurable with the change of paradigm which came from the Das Torah of learning like Moshe Rabbeinu to the creation of an oral text with Yosef ben Yosef. That's the point I want to make. That's what I want to say. In other words, and let me tell you something. You want to tell me they lost the Mishnayos? I disagree with that. I'll tell you why. I don't believe they've forgotten Mishnayos. They've forgotten Mishnayos. How did they forget Mishnayos? During Avil Shemosh, they forgot Mishnayos. They forgot 3,000 Mishnayos. Someone had it memorized and they forgot it. It doesn't make any sense. And I want to say no. I want to say differently. I want to say, is that a question of having Mishnayos and forgetting Mishnayos? There was, like the Chazanish would say, there was a Yiridus HaDeiras. There was a different way of learning. They couldn't, in other words, after Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Yiridus HaDeiras, obviously. They didn't have the capacity, the Das Torah to learn Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, 3,000 Mishnayos means, I think 3,000 halachas means, is that they didn't have the capacity to use them to understand them properly. That was a Yiridus HaDeiras. That's what it means. Not that a Mishnah forgot thing, but rather is that there was a change. There was a mitul of avos, and the mitul of avos, in my opinion, Chassidish is that mitul of avos doesn't mean I forget something. I memorize, I forget something. It means I don't have a deeper. The deep empirical understanding of things that generations before that have. That's partially the way the Gemara was learning. Okay, fine. Now.
So what exactly were they learning after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu? They were learning just Piskei Halachos?
So what happened like this. Those things which they had from Moshe Rabbeinu, those things that they understood thoroughly, they continued. Those things which they didn't, they didn't have the means of learning them, and because of that, they would just use a Sfar Ba'alma. But what happens is, at a Sfar Ba'alma, they had no way of reconciling the two Sfaras. Now you can ask me, why not use the VM, like the Miri says? So one of them, the answer is that
if there's halachas of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's already a zirid in the Nevuah. In other words, the Nevuah is good. If you create a Mishnah, then you have a Navi that tells you what the Maskan of the Mishnayos is. But if you don't have a Mishnah, look, you're trying to recover a Sfar of Moshe Rabbeinu, you need a stronger Navi. What? You need a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. To recover a halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu through Nevuah, you need a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu.
So there's a tkufa, Moshe Rabbeinu had Nevuah, then there's a paradigm shift to the Yuridus Adoris. So there's no more Nevuah and there's no
like Moshe Rabbeinu
and no Mishnayos.
Right.
Then there's a Yuridus Adoris by Yosef and Yaza when they have Mishnayos, and according to Miri they have Nevuah again, but they a lower whatever a Nevuah they can use.
Right.
And that goes through until Rabbeinu.
No, Derech Agav. Yeah. You're right. That's what it be. Now the Maisa, what is the next Tekufa?
First of all, so why couldn't they use the Nevuah?
The ones they had Mishnayos.
In the previous the Tekufa Ben Moshe Rabbeinu until.
Because to recover a halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu, you need a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu.
But any halacha that was not from Moshe Rabbeinu, they could recover.
Right. That's what Tosfos said. They're trying to recover halacha. They forgot. You know, the gaps in the Torah, they couldn't cover from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Why do you need. Why?
What?
What does it mean a halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu? What halachas.
I have no idea.
I come to a consensus of halacha, and the Navi comes and says the halacha is X.
No, I have a machlokes.
A machlokes.
So therefore, machlokes is right.
And the Navi comes and says, well, there's no, the Navi has no clear insight into this. Or the Navi says.
No. If I have a halacha over something that was lost, that I have from Moshe Rabbeinu was lost, the fundamental things, the Navi can't tell me what it is. But I think Moshe Rabbeinu.
So what am I
doing? The Navi would have to be Moshe Rabbeinu.
So what would I do, Lamaisa? I come to the base, the Sanhedrin.
You go by the majority.
They have
a Sanhedrin. You have, 70, right? And then what you do is you go with the majority. But the majority doesn't tell you what was right. The majority says that this...
Practice.
60 people have a fraud like this. They went by the majority. But going by majority means I don't have a way of knowing what the truth is. The ultimate truth.
And the Navi has no insight over here.
Right. That's what I think, yeah.
When the Mary said... You use prophecy when Hekesh and Sfarah fail.
Right.
Was he talking about the pre-Yosef and Yosef?
No. It could possibly be. I don't think so. I think the Mary is speaking about after Yosef and Yosef, because there was still Nevi'im there. I think the Mary is speaking about probably until the time of Les Agadon.
There's no Nevuah by Yosef and Yosef.
What?
There's no Nevuah. Shimon HaTzadik was the Nevuah finished by Shimon HaTzadik.
When is Yosef ben Yoyaza? No. Could possibly there was Nevi'im there, but wasn't halachas that were lost from Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, if we argued on things that didn't come from Moshe Rabbeinu,
here he could be talking about pre Yosef ben Yoyaza on those halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's what I'm saying. In other words, we're speaking about halachas that are not from Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, it's clear that no recourse to halachas forgotten by Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, a Moshe Rabbeinu dick a halacha, you need a Moshe Rabbeinu to be master it.
Or it could be this talking about Yosef ben Yoyaza, and it's not Nevuah, it's Ruach HaKodesh or whatever, it's Nevuah Lav Davka.
Okay, in other words, because Lamaisa, we know the term by time Beis Lebe Shammai is Baskol.
But that's several generations, Beis Lebe Shammai, that's like...
Okay, fine, but it could be what's called the book, could be a Baskol too, and it could possibly be, for example, like the Gemara says, by Eliezer HaGadol.
Right.
We know that Eliezer HaGadol certainly called a Paskin things Ben HaShammai. So that could be that type of Nevuah too. Right. When the Gemara says definitively Lo Bashamayim Minun Teslamud Beis, but the Gemara really, that's where time read to Rabbi Yeshua. That's a later day. Now you're going to say Akasha. What about the Gemara later on Tezayim and Alpha Torah? There, Yeshua's asked Lo Bashamayim Mi, Ein Novi Roy Lechadish by Dova. So there's two ways of understanding it. By the way, that's how the Rambam brings both Psukim here. I understand like this. Either you have to say Lo Bashamayim Mi is relative. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ask me his fakers." Yeshua says, "No, sir, fakers." Then he forgets about halachas, and the people want to kill him. Lo b'shamayim. In other words, the Moshe Rabbeinu's fakers. You need Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua is not as big a navi. Then you say lo b'shamayim. That could be like a relative statement. Or you could say a navi. Roy lechadish by dover means like this: if I'm learning the halacha meikara, I need Moshe Rabbeinu. If I already have a Maseira, and there's a Machlokes on the Maseira, I could use a Navi. But when I'm coming to learn it from scratch, in other words, I forgot a lot from Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't back up anywhere, I have nowhere to go, I need Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, as a Navi, Roy Lachanish Baidava means that where a Navi would come is that they have Epis of Maseira and something, Halacha, but there's a Machlokes how to interpret it. So comes the Navi, they'll say, I'll be Machweir like this. But when in fact the suffix already goes to the din in the Torah, I have no earlier makor to it. How do I learn the pasuk, right? Then the Navi came in machriyah this because ain Navi royal chashmoy davar. That's what I would say. Because the Loshon Rambam in Perek Tes, he said in Torah that you can't learn a pelush al pi nevuah. That's a chiddush. In other words, according to Rambam, not only can I not learn a hachra al pi nevuah, I can learn a pelush al pi nevuah. So in other words, it's, see, there's two sugyas. There's a sugya in the Tesla and Bezal Babetziya, Lo B'Shamayimi, that speaks about the Hachor of the Halacha. It's a Machloikas, Hayim Machwe Halacha. But then, in Tezayim Elav, it's Mashba, that it's not a Machloikas, but it's a Pesafek, how to learn something, this and that. And that, I claim, the Gemara uses the Pasuk, Ein Novi Roy Lechalish Boi Dova. The Rambam, in Perek Tes and the Torah, uses both Pesukim. Lo B'Shamayim He, Ein Novi Roy Lechalish Boi Dova. The pshat is, it's covering both things. Legabi hachlov is a bachloikis between people. This is matami, this is mataya. There I say, lo b'shamayim. We're not machril halacha based upon nevuah, but rather we go by the roi. If I offer a pshat based upon nevuah, ain't novi roi lechodesh boidava. In other words, a pshat in the pasuk has come from svar, it's come from seichel, came from nevuah. That's the way I'm doing pshat. But anyway, in any case,
the Rav is saying that a Navi could in fact give a pirush on
after
pshat where there are no opinions being offered. No one has an opinion. So now we have to go ask the Navi. Where would there be a situation where there would be
everybody else has an opinion?
So that's the thing. So if there's a suffix, and there's going to be two people.
No. A Navi can't offer a pirush better than your pirush. In other words, like this. If there's a machloikis, let me just say who's right, you or him.
But every suffix is a machloikis.
No. There's a machloikis, for example, the machloikis, you're betame, he's betame. So now we can't decide the machloikis. That lo b'shamayim he. Now let's like this. You have a pshat, I have a pshat, but I'm a navi.
That's not
negeil. Not negeil. No, that's the pshat. In other words.
No, I learned pshat that an esrog is that what's called the chasaron of yavshus is cut or whatever, and you say no, it's not.
But you see, if I see a pshat in the pasuk and it comes from Nevuah and 10 people agree with me, we can't overrule you because my pshat comes from Nevuah. In other words, I cannot. In other words,
when can a navi trump? In which case,
he can't do anything. Navi roi lechash medava means a person can't claim to say a pshat in the pasuk or a lacha based upon Nevuah, which means we don't accept in the base medrash. In other words, lo b'shamaya means A and B are both saying pshatim api svara. Comes a navi, this machri api svara. And that's what the miri means. What? Api nevuah. That's what the miri means. They reach hekesh, they come to an impasse, the navi is machri. But the navi cannot offer his own pshat. That's a different halacha.
A navi, the fact that he's a navi disqualifies him from the
Kamis. And a
chadami. But Elazar Gadol was trying to prove it, Mishamayim.
No. Elazar HaGadol was going against the Rav. The way the Gemara learns
but he
it,
was trying, he was the Navi, and he was trying to be
no, I claim, no, I don't think so. Now I'm thinking about something too. Elazar HaGadol had a pshat based upon his svara. Mm-hmm. He's one to say that I'm right, even though you're the majority, and let the base measures fall down.
And then he turns into a Navi and tries to be machriya based on.
No. He tries to say, Mishamayim, let me machriya between my svara and your svara. That's what Elazar HaGadol.
Without a Navi.
Without a Navi. Or Mishamayim. Mishamayim is a Navi. In other words, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol learned pshat like this. They learned pshat like this. He was the minority, they were the majority. He said, look, if I'm right, let the world of the base measure shame. The answer is, B'nai Shemayim and Machriya. Rabbi Shua, come Rabbi Shua, Yadav, and it says, Lo B'Shemayim. What does it mean? That you know, if a Machloik is two people being Svara, a Navi cannot say who the Lach is like. Now, but the second is, can a Navi offer a pshat based upon Nevuah? I say like this, you say I'll be Svara, and we'll decide. Who's right? The answer is no. A Navi can offer a pshat based upon Nevuah. That's what the Rambam is saying. For that, the Rambam has no raya from Nun Tes and Medbeis Lo B'Shamayim He. The makor of the Rambam is Ein Navi Raya L'Chadish B'Dova. Now, what I'm saying is a chiddush. I know you think it's pasha to the Rambam, but if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, marked on the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, there in that Rambam Parakteis Tes, Nun Tes, quote in Perek Tes, quotes the Gemara in Nun Tes. And I claim that the core of the Rambam is not really Nun Tes, but it's also Tes Zayin and Tumura. I say this with great modesty towards the Tes of Mishnah. Okay, now, So I want to tell you that's the pshat here, and that's what the Sheet of Kibetz is learning. He's learning this. In other words, they couldn't learn. They didn't know how to. They didn't know how to learn from the Mishnasim or the Saba B'Dami Milson, but rather the Mishnah and Halacha that they knew from Moshe, they knew Al Ikra. What's Al Ikra means? It wasn't really a Mishnah. It was before the Mishnah. It was a spar from the Torah. It was a spar from the Torah. It was Das Moshe. It was before there was a Mishnah. They knew the spar of Moshe Rabbeinu. I learned the Pasuk. Al Ikra. That's the Pshat in the Sheet of Mekubetzes. Okay, now. So, we see here that the creation of a text creates a new authority. It's a new type of authority. And the Elitas HaDeiras comes because people are not directly connected to the Torah Shebichsav, but they're connected, in a certain sense, to what? To the Mishnah, which is Kriyat Chachamim, and the Pilpul now becomes in the Mishnah. The Yukon comes from the Mishnah. It was originally what you had was the Pasuk in the Torah, or the Das Torah, and you had a Lachal Moshe B'Sinai, which Moshe Rabbeinu Peirushim Mukubalim, the Rambam calls. The creation of a Mishnah is the creation of a new text. It's an oral text. And people now begin to think in terms of the Mishnah. That's what Mishnah is. Except that before Rebbe, you could either learn from a Mishnah, or you could what? Or you could derive from what? From a from Pesukim in the Torah. What Rebbe did was Rebbe outlawed original generation of halachas from Pesukim in the Torah, because too many people were probably deriving Krumah halachas from Pesukim, and Rebbe created a canon from which the Gemara would actually, you know, learn only halachas from Mishnayos. And it could possibly be that Rebbe created a type of a, in other words, the lashon used by the Sheet of Kibetz is like Dama Milsa La Milsa, which is what Kiva Egel uses in the Bala Nefesh of the Raivet. That sometimes the Rif would learn from a Mishnah, God would learn from a Mishnah, but Dama Milsa. But the whole way of, the whole elaborate way in which, you know, the Gemara uses Mishnayis and a very original creator, Chisur HaMisra, and all different types of things, that could be with Rebbe too. That's what it means, the Yoshami says in Tazayim and Shabbos, Rebbe sang the Mishnahs in the Gemara. Okay, now, we've had an interesting pimple here, whatever it is, but that's not, all right, so not like this. I want to claim that when the Gemara was written down, that was a similar paradigm, an analogous paradigm, meaning that what? We create new authority. The authority is the text. In other words, before that, there's the Das Torah of the Matike, what the Rabbin calls the Matike Torah Shebi'alpeh. And that's their Das Torah. And they would look at things in different ways. And in other words, it wasn't an objective understanding of all the text. They would sometimes have somehow a Das Torah that Allah should be like this, or they'd be Asher the Minik. All the examples we've been giving in all these cases, where it's clear that the Gemara is directing the given text, the Shekel V'Talya, in terms of where the redactor wants to understand the halakhic conclusion is. In other words, the redactor obviously has a halakhic agenda in mind. And Masha'en Kein, when the text is written, then already we don't have recourse to a type of Das Torah like this. The person has to take all the text, whether it be the Gemara, or according to the Amitai Sefer, maybe the Sifra, and a person has to use the text and try to come out with what you would say a more of a quote-unquote objective, right, halakhic conclusion based upon an objective scrutiny and perusal of the text. And we rely less and less upon the Das Torah of the Gadol of the Pesach. That's, I would claim, is what comes out with the writing down of the Shas. Okay, now, I wanted to give more examples of where this comes up. In fact, actually, unfortunately, I didn't bring enough Gemaras here, and the other room is being used. We're from another undisclosed location, the Gemara. But it's clear, if you look at the Lashonis of the Rambam, where the Rambam accuses some people
of hanging on to the Gemara instead of learning the Mishnayos, as if the Mishnayos are Sheker. Now the Rambam says this in several places, of a whole bunch of places. I'll just mention two of them offhand. In the Mikvais, right? In Mikvais, the Rambam learns, I think in Perek Dalet, and maybe it's in Mishnah Beis, whatever it is. I think there the Rambam learns a din in the mikveh. In the Perek Mishnayos of the Rambam, right? In Mikvais, I think in Perek Dalet, there the Rambam learns that a kli passes a mikveh only if it was made originally for a base kibble. Right, and if it's not made for a base kibbol, even though it's makabel tumah, it doesn't passel the water for mayim she'uvim. So the Rambam says, right, and that's clear for the Mishnayos, the Tosefta, and everything. Ah, there's a sugyan gemara in Bava Basra, so that's some involved. Where in fact, actually, the gemara is mashmal from the gemara that the gather of passeling water is mayim passeling water for mayim she'uvim. Is just together what the kli is tamia tor, and actually there's a sugya like that. It's vachem chafayim mit beis havayasuv atayra, right? That basically, certainly by the, you know, by paraduma, you know, the water cannot be directed to a place it wouldn't normally go to by something which makabel tuma. So the Rambam says that the halacha is certainly like the Mishnayos, that the kli has to be intentionally made to be makabel. The kabel water, it has nothing to do whether it's tummy, whether it's tar. And those people disagree with this. They want to be toiled with tzavos hagemara. They want to be toiled themselves on the corners of the, like, you know, the ends of the garments of the gemara. And they think like the Mishnah Sheker, says the Rambam, right? And then it's interesting, there's also another place, I think it's in Perek Dalet too. Remember we spoke about, I think actually we brought the Rambam. The Rambam wanted to claim that, you know, for a mikveh, you know, hamshach is not enough. We spoke about that. I don't know if I quoted the end of the Rambam there. Did the Rambam bring his one of the Chachavim of the Maharav, and turns out I found out who the Chachmi Maharav is. He's called another Mechotcher. You know who he is? It's the Rambam's Rabbi, the Rimi Gash. Actually, I found out it's a Chuv of the Rimi Gash. I think it's Simon Nuntas, the Rimi Gash. Did the Rimi Gash wants him out there, Hamshacha, for being entitled to work with me, and the Rambam says he thinks the Mishnah is Sheker. So what the Gemara says? You think the Mishnah is Sheker? So clearly, the Rambam clearly is opting for the text of the Mishnah, right, as opposed to what the Gemara apparently says. So very, very interesting is that we see clearly, I mean, we've spoken about this already, but it's a very important thing too, is that it's very interesting that by the time everything is written down, the Mishnah is written down, the Gemara is written down, so the Rambam says, look, I mean, look at the Mishnah is clearly, the Tosefta, the Mishnah is clearly entertain a certain pshat, so therefore how could it possibly be not like that? Now, for example, just one more example, I'm just using examples beyond that. How many times do we have? 5 more minutes. One more example is also from, since I'm in advice, I'll go to Perek Dalet too. I think it's Mishnah Hay. Yeah, there the Mishnah brings a din of the Shaykas of Yehu. And for the Mishnah, it's Mashma, the Rashman, so Mishnah's Mashma, that you have to make a hole of Shreferas Hanoit. And the Rash says, it's Mashma from the Mishnah, Shreferas Hanoit passes the water to go to a mikveh, and the Rash says, and that's what's Mashma, it says the Rash. It's Mashma from the Mishnah that was speaking about a Psula Maim Shuvah, the water goes into the Shaykhs of Yehu, that unless it has a hole of Shreferas Hanoit, the water becomes Maim Shuvah. The Rashi says he doesn't understand it. Tazvavu bar Aleph. By the way, there's a gear such a. The Rashi says Tazvavu basically Tazvavu bar Aleph. The Vakshal Shas. He doesn't understand the Gemara in Yavama says Tazvavu bar Aleph. There, the Gemara speaks about that Shveras Hanoid is a shear that's Bechabit to Mikvois. The Rashi says, how can the Gemara say something like that? It's not much for the Mishnah. It's not much for the Sefta. So the Rashi says maybe the Gemara thought since it says Shaykas Shoyehu. So a normal shaykas and shas is something that you use for the mikveh. That's like the water goes into out that. Because see, so of course the Gemara thought that a shaykas of Yehu, most shaykases, the time of the Gemara, that the water comes into the shaykas and stays in the shaykas. It doesn't go out for the shaykas to a mikveh. So because of that, the Gemara spoke about Eruv mikvois. That's what the Rashi said. The Rashi is saying is that the Gemara is learning pshat in the section of the Mishnah, not based upon the content of the Mishnah, but based upon what the normal case of a Shaykas is. Why would the Gemara want to do like that? But the fact we see clearly
that many times the Gemara was learning halachas not in the same way, at least according to these Rishayim. I'm only speaking to the Rishayim, that we see that clearly the Gemara is not looking at the Mishnah objectively like as the Rambam and the Rash looked at it, but rather the Gemara had its own way of understanding and invoking the halacha. And my opinion is, this comes from the fact that when the Gemara made this, this was part of the Teresh B'Yapeh, Pshutika Mashmo, the oral tradition of the Gemara, where the Gemara was somehow, right, trying to invoke a section of the Mishnah. Perhaps it's not the Pshat of the Mishnah in its textual context, but the Gemara was invoking this line of the Mishnah in order to give a basis for the Gemara's Das Teira, that Shveres Hanoi is Mechavah to Megvoyis. Okay. Baruch Hashem, I think we've finished what I wanted to say. I'm sorry that I went fast. Teresh B'al Peh at the very end, but you can check it's all written in the Mishnayos Taharis, and you can all check it there. But in fact, actually, I think we see very clearly the distinction between the oral Pe'al Peh Mesela of the Amorayim, the Achrei Amorayim, and the Mesela that we understand, like the Tziv says, we only have recourse to Chakira because we're looking at the entire text. Okay, so with this, we will Amir Tashem, we will actually finish off the Shia from another undisclosed place in Yerushalayim. Hatzlacha until next week. Be well.